Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Romans chapter 2, the verse number 2. We know that God's judgment on those who do such things is based on the truth. Whereas Romans chapter 1 talks about the long list of immoral, ungodly, and wicked acts of sinful humanity, chapter 2 verse 1 talks about the fact that we are not to judge, or when we judge, we are not without excuse and we condemn ourselves, because the very things we judge others of, we are also committing those things. So whilst we are judging others that they are God haters, arrogant, proud, we may also be untrustworthy, unloving, undiscerning. And so judgment belongs to the Lord. And for this reason, the verse number 2 tells us that God's judgment on people who commit all such things is based on truth. You know, our judgment may be based on what we know, the information available to us, the lens through which we have seen. But God's judgment is holistic, and the Bible says is based on truth. Because God knows everything. He knows all sides of the story. He sees every shade of the equation. He understands the motives, the intent, and all that led to the act. And so his judgment is based on truth. And when God judges us guilty, it is truly guilty. And when he judges us not guilty, it is not guilty. And so we need to leave God to do the judging of people and their actions, because we may only know in part, we may only understand in part, we may only know one side of the story, we may have only seen one aspect of the picture. But the great judge, the judge of all, whose judgment is not based on favoritism, it's not based on enticement, it's not based on bribery, but is based on the truth, having perfect knowledge, perfect understanding, and knowing all the details there is to know before he passes judgment. And so God's judgment is credible, God's judgment is reliable, God's judgment is authentic, because it is based on the truth. And so it also means that for us as people of God, when we do wrong things and we expect that God will judge in our favor, we should understand that God does not judge biased judgment. He does not judge based on prejudice, but he judges based on the truth. So we cannot say we are God's favorite, and so God is going to give very awkward judgments in our favor. The judgment of God is always based on the truth. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.